I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, Wham Liu. This episode, along with every episode this season, is brought to you by our sponsor, KFC. So I'm recapping the Toronto Raptors' 113-104 victory over the Los Angeles Lakers. This was, a bit of an embarrassing result for the Lakers. And to really rub in the embarrassment, I brought in slander pod specialist, Asad.
What'd it do? Oh, man.
Yo, how did the Raptors win this game without Kyle Lowry, without Serge Ibaka on the road? What happened in this one, man?
Well, to be fair, I got to give a shout out to, Iman at Nope Name. She pointed out, honestly, what did we expect? You got the defending champions playing against a team that didn't even make the playoffs last year. Honestly, I'm a little worried that it was even that close near the end of the game.
Wow.
But wow. Still a good performance by the Raptors to pull out a win against, you know, to be honest, like barely a playoff team. But hey, that's what champions do, right? You got to get the games as you get them. A good warm-up game, if anything.
Yeah, listen, you got to beat up on the bad teams in the league. That's how you get to 50 wins every year, like the Raptors do. You know, does it even count as a full win when you're beating up on the washed king?
Honestly, like, hey, like, you've got like, apparently they have two top five G League players on their team. I don't see it since the Raptors basically ran the Raptors 905 out there and just washed them. So,
oh my God.
Tough, man. Very tough. Like, I don't know, but the Applejack squad of Terrence Davis and Chris Boucher gave him work.
I mean, they really did. Honestly, like, if we're going to start just with the fourth quarter there, Nick Nurse, after we've complained up and down about how Nick Nurse doesn't go to the bench, Nick Nurse says, you know what? I'm going to go. Not only am I going to go to the bench, I'm going to stick with the bench for most of the fourth quarter. And you got Chris Boucher coming off the bench, 15 points, 2 steals, 3 blocks, 7 of 11 shooting from the off the second unit, obviously. Terrence Davis, 13 points off the bench. Matt Thomas, a 5-point possession. And then I don't know what else he did on the floor, but he had a 5-point possession. That's good enough for me. And also Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, who finally escaped the doghouse to give a pretty good performance. And the three of those guys, Boucher, Rondae, and Terrence Davis, were probably the Raptors' like most important players in the fourth quarter. I couldn't believe how good they were playing.
It was like, to be fair, they were going up against the likes of Quinn Cook, Danny Green, Avery Bradley. You know, these aren't exactly like, you know,
hey man,
NBA quality guys right now in the league. So,
yo, don't slander Danny, please.
Oh, okay, yeah, I love Danny. Honestly, it was nice to see Danny out there. He was picking up right where he left off in the NBA Finals.
Okay. Yo, Danny was with the Raptors like third best player tonight, man. 0 points.
I love you, Danny. I love Danny.
Good dude.
And also, hey, shout out to him. I think he probably secured Norm Powell a spot, like a heavy spot in rotation tonight.
Yeah.
So big ups to him. Veteran leadership when you need it, honestly.
Definitely. You know, unselfish player.
Picking up the bench, making sure that, you know, that Raptors bench stays, you know, tight and stays confident. Danny really giving, and hey, you know, newcomer Terrence Davis, Danny letting him blow by him every single possession.
Oh, very kind.
Very kind. Honestly, shout out to Danny Green. Brampton's own, really. A Mississauga legend.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Honestly, it was great. It was great to see Danny tonight.
Man, the Raptors crunch time offense was Terrence Davis running pick and roll with Rondae Hollis Jefferson, and it was working.
And they scored over and over again. It wasn't like they were going up against the number one defense in the league, right? Or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Number one defense. Man, they did not look like it today. You know what it is? I think the Raptors, even, okay, so the only benefit of being this shorthanded is that no one has scouted you. No one knows what you're going to do. And I think there was like the element of surprise. And that element of surprise, it's like, oh, my God, who is that dude? Is that Chris Boucher? Is that Chris Boucher dunking on me? Is that Chris Boucher blocking LeBron James multiple times in the fourth quarter? What? That's a surprise. That's a huge surprise. And yeah, that was Chris Boucher blocking LeBron in the fourth quarter. What do you have to say about that?
Oh my God. That honestly, like,
I can't believe
look,
this game.
Shout out to LeBron. It's not 2018 anymore, unfortunately. Poor guy. Poor guy. You know, like, he goes to LA. You know, getting ready for retirement. He has to come out and he has to just get, like, the Raptors are running him up and down the court. Like, the guy isn't here for that type of cardio.
Like, he's washed king, man.
The washed king.
He's the washed king. He looked like the washed king when he got blocked by Chris Boucher, that's for sure. Yeah. And by Pascal, too, actually, in the fourth quarter there.
Like, I respect LeBron for, you know, constantly tweeting out good hygiene, right? Like, obviously,
yeah,
you know, you definitely want everybody to know he's a good role model. You know, he's got a school and everything. He's making sure that everyone knows that good hygiene is important.
Definitely. Washed king.
And tonight, you know, he played the full part. He 100% looked washed. 5 of 15, OG Anunoby shut him down.
Yeah, he did.
Down. I saw LeBron dribble the ball off his foot because he was so scared.
Wow, where was this in 2018? If
only the Raptors had a coach that could, you know, get his players to double LeBron James.
Execute a game plan in a very important moment?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, shout out Nick Nurse, by the way. Huge part in the win because, you know, in terms of the element of surprise, I mean, the Raptors playing a zone, a 3-2 zone that basically stymied the Warriors off or the Lakers offense for most of the first half. Was great. And I think it, you know, even though like the Lakers did still score 60 points, like LeBron wasn't scoring and Anthony Davis wasn't scoring. And it looked like Anthony Davis starting to get frustrated because he wasn't getting his shots. He wasn't getting his post-ups. The Raptors were hard doubling the post every single time. They were obviously stacking the paint with their zone. And I thought the Lakers never got into a rhythm. And then once the Raptors stopped playing their zone defense, the Lakers' zone offense wasn't working anymore. And, I mean, in the fourth quarter, the Lakers' offense was garbage. Really, the Raptors, end of the third quarter, start of the fourth quarter, just flipped the game on its head, really. Because the Raptors were trailing the Lakers for, I would say, what, most of the game?
Yeah,
for,
they took the lead and in that just third quarter just for the took first over. Time.
Yeah.
And that was it. And honestly, the Lakers' offense has this season not been great. Like, they haven't really started clicking yet. They've kind of just been relying on bully-balling people and just their defense. But of course, you know, their defense isn't actually any good. They have frauds at every position playing defense. So, you know, the Raptors
expose
them. Come on,
man. Be nice to Danny, man. Come on.
With actual talent, they expose them. Hey, look, there was a tweet that I saw the other day that said that Siakam probably isn't quick or agile enough to score. And then he, you know, left AD's ankle sautéing at the free throw line as he went for a layup. But not quick and agile, apparently. But no,
made him look like
the Lakers'
Josh
offense
Hart.
To start the game was being carried by Avery Bradley hitting pull-up jumpers and JaVale McGee slicing past Marc Gasol, who was just confused how to get a body on this skinny man. Marc Gasol played the entire
the
game
Lakers
stationary
own Chris
today, and I respect it.
Yeah, we all thought Mark was going to step up on offense or defense with the
injuries. Yeah, he had a post bucket today. Respect my king, man.
Bro, Mark played 33 minutes, shot two times.
Absolutely stationary. Mark's like, holy. Wherever I stand, if I get the ball, it's swing pass. I'm going to make the best swing passes possible today.
Yo, he looks like me at the 3-on-3 tournament, man. Just like a big body at the rim and then never shooting the ball. No, respect Marcus Gasol, man. Great game from Mark today. Absolutely. Just excellent positional play.
Marc Gasol's entire job was just take up space. It was fantastically done.
It worked, kind of. Not really against McGee, but
yeah, the Lakers offense is entirely like Troy Daniels got hot. Avery Bradley had nine points in the first half, and JaVale McGee had a bunch of buckets the first half, so they're up. And I'm like, man, they're really not getting good looks.
Mm-hmm.
AD had 27 points tonight on 50% shooting, but absolutely no impact.
Yeah.
And he was really, really – he had a lot of trouble facing a double team. Anytime he saw a double team, he was making late reactions. He did not know where the swing pass was supposed to go to. He was throwing that
pass. Which is wild because the Raptors doubled him from the exact same position, from the exact same help defender.
Yeah, and the every help defender was like Marc Gasol, like,
yeah,
like shimmying over like that the Kirby meme.
He came over like that Brian Windhorst meme of just,
oh my God.
just the man sliding over in the chair.
And like you've got AD struggling with Chris Boucher coming over to help. He can't get the ball past.
Come on,
his hand.
Man.
Like, come on.
Come on, man.
Honestly, pretty sorry display. And people were saying AD better than Giannis?
No.
AD on, better man. Than Giannis? This is how come KCP on, got that deal. Rich Paul be just straight lying.
He's a great agent, man. What did KCP do today? I mean, they didn't even play KCP and the Raptors still won. Oh, KCP played 4 minutes.
Yeah, he played.
It was a minus 10 in 4 minutes? What? How's that possible? What happened in those 4 minutes?
Oh.
I honestly didn't even notice KCP out there. You know, somehow he shed the ankle monitor. And
yeah. But, like, the Lakers have the number one defense in the league, apparently, and they have all these tall dudes, and yet, you know, 5'2", Fred VanVleet's getting layup after layup after layup.
Yeah. Yo, I was going to say, shout out Fred VanVleet, man. He was excellent. Him and Pascal together. Forming the backbone of this team, obviously without Kyle, without Serge. Kyle obviously creates so much stability for the first unit, and he leaves the second unit, to be honest. And then Serge obviously is a go-to scorer off the bench. So that's a lot of scoring you're missing. That's a lot of structure you're missing. And basically that fell to Pascal and Fred today. Like Nick basically staggered his rotation so that one of the two of them would always be on the floor so that they can create. And we all know Pascal can create, even though he had a tough night today offensively. We could talk about why, but You know, Pascal was able to at least get into the lane, you know, at least put something on the rim so someone can at least offensive rebound. But Fred, I mean, I was so impressed with Fred because the last couple of games for Fred have been tough sledding. You know, he hadn't made a single shot basically in the mid-range area whatsoever all season. He's been really, really bad at the rim, like 30% basically since game one where he spun all those layups in over JJ Redick. And so to see him today where he had, what do you have, 23 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, 8 of 18 shooting, 4 of 9 from deep, you know, with 2 steals in 39 minutes. Like, man, Fred was just,
and
he was excellent. Like, I didn't miss Kyle. He was Kyle Lowry today.
And the biggest stat there was those 7 rebounds because Fred got so many rebounds at the free throw line area. Those long rebounds, which, you know, Mark is a stationary. He's not going to get it. Siakam did a great job rebounding today, but Fred got so many rebounds where it was just like the Raptors bigs did their job boxing out the bigs, and it was just like somebody has to grab this board early, and Fred did a great job. He just kept getting that rebound before the free throw line, before Avery Bradley digs in or Danny Green digs in, because the Lakers really put pressure on you early to try to cut the transition and then go. So Fred did a great job of getting a hold of that ball real quick, securing the rebound, and moving. And the biggest thing Fred did was he was just aggressive from the get-go. He's like, anytime he got a switch on a big, he was like, I'm taking this shot. I'm going to attack the big. He took Dwight Howard off the dribble 2 or 3 times for layups, which is fantastic.
Yeah, what happened to Dwight Howard's athleticism?
I don't know, man. He was like, apparently I heard that he was like an elite role player. This is the perfect role for him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Fred VanVleet made him look like baby food out there.
It was bad, honestly. Everybody was driving past Dwight. Like, even in the fourth quarter there, the crunch time offense was Rondae Hollis-Jefferson trapped under the basket and then, like, out-muscling Dwight Howard to put something on the glass and get it in.
And Rondae did a great job, Rondae, like, just finishing and making little plays inside the paint. Honestly, I think
a little pick-and-pop jumper.
I think Rondae and Terrence Davis is a really good pick-and-roll combination. Just because Rondé's able to play in that middle area really well, and Terrence is really, really good at first step blow by, and then he's a very deft passer. His timing on his passing,
it's good.
Very beautiful. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it a lot. But going back to Fred, Fred did a great job being aggressive from the get-go, and Siakam was absolutely, like, horrid shooting to start this game. 0-5
Oh, my God.
Could not get to the front of the rim. Like, he just had jelly legs to start the game.
Yeah. I was going to say with Pascal, like, we know, obviously, Anthony Davis is a difficult guy to score on. Like, we know that Pascal struggles with bigger players that are quick and put a hand up. You know, it's kind of like the Giannis thing. But also, like, Pascal would normally bounce it out with a couple of jumpers, but it felt like his footwork was just off on every single jumper. You know, like, he definitely needs to get a rhythm into sort of that little step into, like, 1-2, and then, like, shoot. And it just felt like for the entire first half, or maybe for the whole game, because he kind of just stopped shooting jumpers, but especially in the first half, he just could never get the timing right on his footwork, and, like, every single shot was short.
Yeah, and the thing with AD was, I like, once he hit a jumper and once AD started playing him further up in the second half, he was blowing by him, and he was getting to the second line of defense. The problem was, in the first half, he wasn't hitting the jumper. AD was sitting back, and when he would attack AD, and he did it once or twice where he tried to attack him, and the problem is, it's like AD is a little bit too tall for him to go straight up, so you have to get into him and make a move. But since AD is so big and takes up so much space, when that help defender comes in, it just makes it too tight. So it wasn't even just playing AD straight up. It was just that he was getting hit with the help defender constantly, where they were sending a double.
There was that possession in the first quarter there where Dwight Howard came over and, like, literally Pascal was trying to even just go for the fadeaway jumper at that point, and he still got blocked.
Yeah. So that was, like, the Lakers, they really sold out everybody to try to double Siakam anytime he was inside the three-point line. And in the second half, that paid dividends, because when they put that lineup out there with basically Pascal – they put Pascal off ball, gave Terrence the ball, and made him run pick and roll with either Boucher or Rondé in the middle.
Yeah,
the Lakers had moved AD off to Siakam. So the middle was entirely empty, and you're just given, like, layup after layup after layup. It was beautiful. A great way for Pascal to use his gravity when he doesn't have that shot going, because teams are still guarding him with a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I didn't think Anthony Davis wanted to play team defense today. He just wanted to block Pascal over and over again, which is, you know, good on you, man. I mean, Pascal had a tough night shooting the ball. What he was, 9 of 25 from the field. But, you know, the thing with Pascal is, even though he shot 9 of 25 from the field, he was still plus 15 in his 42 minutes, which is pretty significant. Like, the fact that he plays 42 minutes and the Raptors won those 42 by 15 points is huge. And I love that. You know, Pascal today, he showed the mentality of a superstar in the sense that my shot's not working. I have a difficult matchup. It's not going great for me. I'm still going to find ways to contribute. Like, I thought today was Pascal's best defensive performance. I don't know.
And even defensive performance in the first half, he wasn't there defensively. He was making a lot of mistakes defensively. He was letting his offensive game feed it. And then the second half, he came out and he decided, I'm going to start on the defensive end. He was rebounding with vigor. He was bringing the help defense, getting the blocks. He got, I think, 2 or 3 blocks off the backboard, which were nice. I don't know what the
final count was. And he blocked the Wash King.
Oh, yeah. And he blocked the Wash King. OG also blocked the Wash King on a fadeaway three. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Wash King definitely looked like it to them, man.
Yeah. And the great thing, I think, about Siakam, if you look at it, he was 9 of 25 to end for the game. But he was 3 of 14 in the first half. So the second half, he went 6 of 11. And that's where you see the improvement, right? In a player, it's like, you could have a bad first half, screw it, you completely forget it, you come out in the second half, and you're like, first half happened, it's sunk cost, I just got to be efficient from now on. And he kept attacking, he took 11 more shots, he kept attacking, and he found his spots a little better, where they created the correct switches. And this might actually go to the segment that we're going to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Buckets, presented by KFC. Is this the bucket?
This is the bucket. I personally, as a guest, I would just like to, you know, give a bucket suggestion, if you may.
Okay, go ahead. I got another bucket, but you give yours first.
So
I got two buckets.
I'm going to use the Toronto slang version of the word bucket and give the bucket of the day to Kyle Kuzma. who was also, fairly enough, he looked finger-licking good to Pascal Siakam today because he was straight food.
Oh, yeah.
Pascal, every single time he came down and they screwed up their matchups in transition or he got the screen to get a switch on Kuzma, he's like, I'm going straight at you. And he ate him up like, yum. Siakam gave him buckets. I don't think I've seen anybody that embarrassed. Like, just straight guard him. It's like last game we saw with Ingram where he's like, I'm going to go right at you. Now he picks out Kuzma. He's like, I'm going at you. All these guys, and I'm pretty sure Siakam probably has a list of all these dudes that he heard talking about is like, oh, this guy's better than Pascal Siakam. Pascal Siakam.
Why do people think their player is better than Pascal Siakam? Because they're not. Mm. They're really not. It's like, oh yeah, Brandon Ingram's better than Pascal Siakam. Like, is he? I don't know. We saw what happened there. Ben Simmons is better than Pascal Siakam. I don't know. One of them was just standing under the basket like Chuck Hayes, and the other one was, you know, scoring actual clutch baskets.
Anthony Davis is better than Pascal Siakam. I don't really know about that one.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We saw about that one last year.
Oh, buddy. Just gave him bucket after bucket after bucket after bucket. Beauty. Yeah.
No, that was a lot of buckets, but I got to give a bucket on my own. And this one, this bucket play, was in the fourth quarter there. So it starts with your man Pascal.
Mm.
He blocks Kyle Kuzma at the rim. Of course, you know, Kuzma wasn't just getting dominated offensively. They were getting dominated defensively as well. But yeah, Pascal blocks Kuzma at the rim. Fred collects the rebound. He pushes it in transition. LeBron, by the way, the washed king, just standing at the free throw line, pissed because he didn't get the ball in that possession. So he doesn't come back in transition. That becomes important later on. So Fred pushes the ball in transition, gets across half court, dishes it to Rondé, who drives in the middle of the lane. Yeah, he draws Anthony Davis on the help, and Rondé makes a really impressive play. See, the thing with Rondé is that he gives you a little bit of everything. Like, he definitely can't shoot, like, really, really cannot shoot. But, like, he has a little bit of that playmaking ability. He has a little bit of that scoring ability. This time, he drives in the middle of the lane. He gets the help to come right under the rim. He whips a left-handed pass to the opposite corner, and that's where, I didn't even know. Terrence Davis was just standing there. It was like the whole Lakers bench was there screaming at this rookie who is undrafted. He's trying to close out the Lakers at on the road in the fourth quarter, and Terrence Davis rises up for the corner three. Bang. It's a 12-point lead. The Lakers have to call timeout, and
I love
the mentality, the poise.
I love Terrence. I love Terrence Davis's confidence. And like one, and just to go for another great play sequence in this game, and just also Terrence Davis' confidence. Matt Thomas at the end of this first half.
Oh man, hits a third bucket presented by KFC.
Gets fouled. Matt Thomas, 99%, goes to the free throw line. Basketball IQ here. Basketball IQ, knowing the team is down, misses the free throw on purpose. 100%, obviously on purpose.
This man actually made like 99 out of 100 free throws in a grade 6 shooting competition.
Yeah, so you know this was a purposeful miss.
Oh, yeah,
this is perfect.
Sure.
He's already told his guys, crash that board hard. They crash it hard. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Kyle Kuzma that the ball goes off of.
Out of bounds. Of course.
Raptors get possession again with a second left. Terrence Davis getting the inbound. Nick Nurse sends Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam for the substitution. Terrence Davis, you hear him on the mic under the basket. He's like, don't worry about it, coach. We got it, coach. We got it.
Relax.
And says, yo, dog.
Relax.
But gotta love that confidence. And then who comes in? Matt Thomas catches it, corner, pump fakes, turns over the right shoulder, little push shot. Like he's Pascal Siakam. Got it all in this game. 5 points in 9 seconds. All right. That's better than T-Mac, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right.
T-Mac had what? Relax. 11 and 33? All right, that's not even that good of a fraction. Let's be honest. That's like a
point. No, it was 13. It was 13.
13 and 3. Yeah, that's like a point every 3 seconds. Matt Thomas gives you like a point every 2 seconds. That's just math. That's just straight math.
You can't argue with math. You can't argue with math. You're in math. You're literally an accountant. All right, so those are your three KFC buckets presented by KFC then, I guess. But all right, let's talk about the three stars tonight because, I mean, you know what? There's a couple more heroes. Actually, before we go to three stars, I just really want to circle back on the fourth quarter there because, again, it's one thing to sort of catch Lakers by surprise. You throw some gimmicky, quote-unquote janky zones out there, some double teams. Okay, you hit some threes, whatever. Oh, your bench makes a run, whatever, right? But usually, a professional team like the Lakers with all their superstar talent in the fourth quarter will just push through. But this is what happened in the fourth quarter. You got Chris Boucher had 9 points in the fourth quarter. He had an and one. He hit a three. He went to the rim. He got a putback. It was amazing. Terrence Davis, 7 points, 3 of 3. That triple that I just described earlier. Rondae Hollis Jefferson, 8 points in the fourth quarter, 3 of 4 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. A lot of those were just pick and roll plays with Terrence Davis, and even Pascal Siakam, who really sealed it at the end with 2 transition layups. But 7 points, 4 assists, 3 of 6 shooting in the fourth quarter there, and the Raptors had 35 points in the fourth, as compared to 26 for the Lakers. And let me just read you some of the stat lines. Again, for the fourth quarter of the players on the Lakers, all right? LeBron, in the fourth quarter, he played 9 minutes and 32 seconds, 1 of 6 from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, got blocked multiple times, including by Chris Boucher, of all people, Wash King, and Anthony Davis in the fourth quarter there, 6 points, 1 of 5 from the field, 8 minutes and 22 seconds, missed both three-point attempts he took, had a turnover. Buddy.
Oh, those are three-point attempts? I thought those were like lob passes because he threw those hella short.
Yeah, he was trying to lob it to Alex Caruso or whatever. Yeah, I'm just saying, oh, man. Raptors in the fourth quarter there. They were amazing. Also, Davis had 3 fouls too in the fourth quarter alone. Incredible stuff. I can't believe that you go from not trusting the bench whatsoever to, again, Nick Nurse making the ballsy call there to keep Boucher in the game, keep Terrence Davis in the game, and keep Rondé in the game for most of the fourth quarter there. And those three guys just completely delivered for him.
Yeah.
It's just a great, great coaching decision by Nick.
Honestly, what a coaching. To be able to shut down monobrow Thad Young like that, insane.
Wow.
I don't know who said that on Twitter. I don't know who to give them credit, but monobrow Thad Young.
Oh, my God.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. What a great game. What a great game. I had so much fun. Honestly, like, I know the Raptors just won the championship, and, like, the last game they played, you know, in the finals was less than, like, 10 games ago. So this is game 9 for the Raptors. So the 10th game before this that wasn't preseason or summer league was game 6 of the NBA finals. So obviously that was exhilarating. But I got to say, this was a hell of a lot of fun, man. Like, I kind of want to parade again. Like, I don't know. If they beat the Clippers tomorrow, we might have to put 3 million people in the streets again.
Yeah, and to think that OG Anunoby only had to play 26 minutes in this game. Like, yeah. Nick Nurse, like, absolutely unbothered by this Laker team. He's like, OG got 2 fouls early in the game. He's like, nah, leave him in. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Save it for Kawhi.
Yeah, save it for Kawhi. It's all good. Just go out there, you know, play whatever. You get a third foul. Who cares? It's just the Lakers. No one cares. And OG just putting on a show. He played 26 minutes and just shut down LeBron completely.
Yeah.
Completely iced him.
Yo, also another great Nick Nurse decision. So Stanley Johnson came into the game as like the 11th man in the rotation or the 10th man in the rotation. And the first possession is kind of broken. Stanley Johnson starts dribbling. And Nick's like, no. Time out. He called him with like 10 seconds left on the shot clock.
And honestly, that was like, that was the best coaching play that Nick had the entire game. That was better than the coach's challenge he won. His very inaugural coach's challenge that he won.
Congratulations, Nick. Congratulations. You know, he's now, what, 1 for 7? He missed his first 6. Yeah, Nick, congratulations, buddy. Like, honestly, it's clear that it's something that, like, the coaching staff and the players have sort of, like, joked with him about because everyone was so thrilled for him. Like, Kyle Lowry, like, threw up a Tiger Woods kind of, like, fist pump, and then, like, you know, hugged Nick. Nick was hugged by like, Scariolo and Nate Bjorkgren. And
you got to give a real shout-out to the player-coach relationship here. Nick calls out Pascal Siakam for his fouls. Not very smart on those fouls.
Yeah.
And Pascal, the next game, doesn't foul. And then Pascal calls out Nick for his not very smart coaches challenges. And look at this.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's
called synergy, baby.
That's the heart of a champion right there.
Oh, my God. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. Never. I know the last podcast I said this is going to be tough, but
heart
damn.
Of a champion.
Yo, listen. Chris Boucher is a champion, all right? How dare they underestimate Chris Boucher, man?
Man like Boosh? Man like Norm?
Man. Yo, Quebecois Chris Bosh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a great game. Ass. Oh, they looked like it today, man. They look like it today.
Oh, man.
Yo, by the and again, we got to give a special shout out to Danny Green, man. We know where his heart truly lies, all right?
Yeah.
0-5 from the field, 0-4 from deep, 0 points in 27 minutes, Danny. We know, Raptor for life, man. Yep. Raptor for life.
Misses that bagged milk, dog.
Yo.
Gave up that bagged milk for that bag in L.A. Sad to see. But, hey, gotta respect
it. Come on, man. Yeah, this is a great game. Seriously, amazing game. Really fun to watch. Again, shout out Pascal and Fred for persevering. Shout out Chris Boucher, Rondé, and Terrence Davis coming off the bench. I guess Matt Thomas as well. And then shout out Nick Nurse for honestly just creating a game plan.
Do we even shout out Norm? Norm was incredible tonight.
Yeah, Norm was great. Let's give love to everybody, man.
In like the first half, which was just massive. Like he just came out. He was so good tonight as a help defender.
He stuffed like Troy Daniels or Quinn Cook. I forget who it was.
And he got the scoring going early. I think he blocked he blocked a 3-point shot too, right?
Yeah. Great activity from Norm, man.
What a game. Oh, man.
What a game. All right, let's hand out 3 stars. So first star, I'm actually giving that to Pascal. 24 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, 3 blocks. 9 of 25 from the field is not ideal. 1 of 8 from 3 definitely isn't ideal. And he missed 3 free throws. Whoever the reporter is that asked him about the free throws, it really did knock him off because I think he's missed 4 since then. But I just love the way he persevered. Like if your leading guy folds at any point, against LeBron, your team is just not going to win. Like if your leading man like hits Jordan Clarkson in the head and leaves in the second quarter, then you're not going to beat LeBron. And Pascal, at no point did he hit Jordan Clarkson. At no point did he get benched in the fourth quarter. Pascal came in, fought through the early struggles, persevered, played defense, which is huge for your number one guy. Really, Pascal was amazing on defense tonight, especially in the fourth quarter there, blocking LeBron, guarding Anthony Davis, you know, making multiple plays at the rim. And I just thought his mentality and his will to win and the competitiveness, it kind of just like stood head and shoulders above every single player on the Lakers. And I just love the leadership that Pascal showed. If you're going to be a number one guy, you're not always going to shoot it well, but you got to still contribute. And he found ways to be relevant in every play. So shout out Pascal, man.
Honestly, and you know what? His defense was so great tonight. Somebody owes him $100.
Oh,
someone owes him $100. Someone owes him $100. Someone owes OG $100.
Someone owes Chris Boucher $100, man.
Someone owes Terrence Davis $100.
As Serge Ibaka once said on How Hungry Are You? Hey, I know you don't pay.
Does someone owes the Raptors $100 tonight?
Oh man. All right, who's the second star tonight, man?
Second star tonight? Oh, man, this is so difficult because there's so many stars. Like, you know how the Lakers floor has all those stars on it? Honestly, that's how many stars there were tonight. One for each star on that Lakers floor. Oof. Okay, you know we got to give it to Fred VanVleet. Fred set the tone get-go. Man. Honestly, this wouldn't have been a game. It could have been a blowout if, you know, Fred didn't do what he did in the first half, especially. Just keeping the team afloat, hitting three after three after three. And then in the second half, that trailer three – and the great video of our famous Lowe's 32. He's like, yeah, he had to pull up from that far. He could have taken a dribble. He knew what he was doing. He is psycho. Fred pulling up from the logo.
Fred's confidence.
Why the hell not?
Yeah, definitely. Seriously, man. He was playing great. Also, so yeah, Fred today, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, 8 of 18 shooting, 4 of 9 from deep.
Yeah, and going back to the first half.
This is a peak Kyle Lowry game.
Going back to
honestly,
the first half, like, Avery Bradley stripped the ball from whoever, I think Marc Gasol once, on an inbound, and Fred stole it right back. He's like, nah, you're not taking this possession from him. And then another one where I think Avery Bradley knocked the ball loose from Fred. Fred fought and got the ball back. Like, those are two possessions where it's just kind of like, you know, those like inbound steals, which hurt you a lot, and they will probably put the Raptors in a massive hole to start that game because they started out so cold, and Fred just stole that ball right back. He's like, nah, okay. Whatever reputation Avery Bradley has as a defender, that's actually Fred VanVleet is as a defender.
Avery Bradley's just annoying, but like I don't feel like he's actually like causing turnovers. He just – I don't know. It's one of those things where his hustle and his effort – supersedes the actual effect of what's going on.
Yeah, we're going to see another one of those tomorrow in Pat Bev, so it's going to be great.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Also Fred tonight, really underrated. Played really well in transition. Like, really, you know, like as you mentioned earlier, he got those rebounds, the 7 defensive rebounds. A lot of those, he just, like, got the rebound and then went right away, kept the pace up. And that's one of the things that I actually take exception with Fred is that he kind of forces the game to be slower, generally, especially as compared to Kyle, who's obviously a speed demon. But yeah, today Fred was really good in terms of playmaking. And then third star, it's not fair to give it to any of those three guys because they all deserve it. So I'm giving it to the Toronto Raptors bench, minus Stanley Johnson. Sorry, Stanley. But the Stanley Johnson minutes weren't great. Like, he had an open three, he decided not to shoot it, and then he decided to shoot it anyway, and he bricked it. Let's just forget about Stanley. Chris Boucher, Rodney Hollis-Jefferson, Terrence Davis, Matt Thomas, the four of those guys collectively as the new bench mob gets the third star. They were all phenomenal. Chris Boucher, obviously, being the best of the bunch. So if you really want to give it to one guy, you can give it to Chris. But they all made huge contributions tonight. And again, the Raptors, I can't believe it, man. We worried so much about the bench. We worried so much about, you know, maybe the starting lineup would be okay, but the bench is going to be a concern. Well, the starting lineup today, Pascal didn't shoot well. OG didn't shoot well. Mark didn't shoot the ball at all. Like, and what happens? Well, the bench stepped up, you know? So it's a very nice development, to say the least. Gerald Henderson Award tonight. That's got to go to Trey Daniels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
11 points.
He had a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
The Lakers are so bad that, like, you can't even really give them a Gerald Henderson Award.
Yeah.
If you really want to give it, I guess, yeah, Troy Daniels.
It's either Troy Daniels or JaVale McGee for his 10 points.
Because even Anthony Davis wasn't even good enough for a Gerald Henderson Award.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
God, oh, fraudulents, man. Their entire roster's fraudulents.
Come on, man. I can't wait to have you on the Slander Pod tomorrow
when
Patrick Patterson throws up at 0-6 from the field. But his plus minus is going to be like plus 8.
Gonna do that Slander Pod from Nathan Phillips Square, dog. Oh, he's going to be camping out for the second parade.
No, I'm not making that mistake again. I'm going to Celebration Square like you look. I'm not getting trampled and shot at, man. No way. The heat and exhaustion and no access to bathrooms for 5 hours. I'm good.
Yeah. So. What when OG locks up Kawhi tomorrow, like he did LeBron? I can't wait for the matchup data.
I can't wait.
Oh my god! Because the eye test told me that LeBron OG did not do anything against OG.
OG versus Kawhi.
Oof.
Oof.
Yeah.
Man, it's gonna be great, man.
Hell of a game.
It's gonna be so much fun.
Always.
No, I feel great, man. I mean, obviously it sucks that Kyle and Serge are out, but they were great on the bench as supporting guys. You know. Serge somehow looked very fly, even though his cast, he was wearing a cast, but he looked real good. Kyle, you know.
Kyle wearing like, Kyle
talking
has.
Smack to Dwight Howard.
Kyle has great, I guess it's, he only had, there's only so many pairs of jeans that fit Kyle Lowry.
I was going to say, man, how do you find a pair of jeans that fit? What pair is that? I might get.
Like like he was wearing ripped jeans, but the rips were like self-made. It was just him pulling the pants off.
Okay.
It's
like the Incredible Hulk jeans. Those pants were intact. Oh, man. Oh. What a night, man.
They lost with Kyle and Ibaka off the floor. This is like, last season when Kyle and Serge put on a show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That was such a fun game. Pascal dunking on LeBron. The Raptors were up like 80-40.
And that was where Kyle took a charge on LeBron and just like altered his spinal cord, basically.
Yep.
No, that was and then Kyle had that hanging jump shot, the hanging turnaround jumper to make everyone look foolish in the fourth quarter. Oh man.
Yep.
Lakers are such frauds. Honestly, they were a better team last year.
Wow. Yo, relax.
Hey, should have traded LeBron.
Okay, you keep saying this, man. They're never going
to
trade LeBron.
They're going to trade LeBron at the end of this year. They're going to move LeBron to Washington, get Brad Beal here.
Bro,
that's the move. They got to trade LeBron. Happening. That's the real move.
It's not happening. They're not getting rid of the Washed King, man. You know how that thing goes.
Bro.
You can't trade the player union ahead.
they're going to trade LeBron back to New Orleans to get their pieces back?
No.
New Orleans imagine will Anthony finally Davis have like, 20 Brandon fans Ingram. Showing up to the arena to see LeBron.
Oh, man. Before we end the podcast, I'm going to leave you with this quote from Fred VanVleet. Fred was asked by Jack in the postgame interview, you know, you saw Danny Green tonight. Of course, tomorrow you're seeing Kawhi Leonard. You know, how are you going to manage your emotions? And Fred just said, we got one of them. Now we got to try to get the other one tomorrow, which is the PG-13 version of Kawhi Leonard saying, F it, let's get to after the Raptors lost. It went down 0-2 against Milwaukee, and the rest is history. So. I love it, man. The mentality of the team. You know what I mean? Like, never underestimate the heart of a champion. Never.
Oh, my God.
Never. Never. I feel so good. I feel too good, man.
What a fraudulent team. And here's the thing. We're gonna whoop the Clippers tomorrow. We're going to whoop the Blazers. We're going to whoop the Mavs.
Yeah, the Blazers just aren't that good, man. I mean, maybe the Raptors will lose, but obviously they're shorthanded. They might lose. It's a tough road trip, but the Blazers just don't look that good to me.
Nah, man. Nah.
And Dallas, I don't know. They're kind of hit or miss to me. I mean, they lost to the Knicks.
Dallas, you know, is trash, bro. Doncic is going to get shut down by OG Anunoby.
But, man,
let's be honest. Let's be honest.
That team has a player, as a team full of people that learn how to play basketball outside the United States.
Oh my God! Yeah.
A lot of Eurobasket stars.
Yeah,
a lot of them. A shocking proportion.
It'd be good to see DeLon, though.
Yeah, it would be good to see DeLon. You know, I miss DeLon. I hope DeLon's all right, man.
Oh man.
Yeah. Well, that does it for the podcast. Asad, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Anything,
what do you want to plug?
Well, I got nothing to plug, man. This is it right now.
No, like, accounting advice for people? Like, what's going on?
Not right now. It's too early for that.
All right.
Hit me up in like 4 months when we're winning a championship.
What about your Twitter account?
I plug my Twitter account, at Swar Lasers. You can catch me tomorrow night on SlanderPod 2.0.
Yeah.
And, you know, any upcoming slander pods. Also, shout out Giannis Antetokounmpo, broke a screen door in OKC. Realized Chris Middleton was a fraud last game.
Last game.
Honestly, like, why would you struggle so hard to be like 7-3 on a Bucks team that has a bunch of garbage players when you could just be on, you know, you could be the third fiddle to OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam.
Yo, I can't wait for the day when we play Fred at 1, OG at 2, Pascal at 3, Giannis at 4, and Chris Boucher at 5. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. It's 2021. Please come.
Oh, man. Can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to KFC for sponsoring the podcast. And I'll be back tomorrow to recap the Toronto Raptors, you know, win over the Clippers. Book it.
Book it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.